Hunter's criminal defense lawyer exits after unease and dissent plague defense team. By Wendell Hasebo on March 1, 2023. Hunter Biden's high-powered criminal defense lawyer Joshua Levy is reportedly no longer working for the president's son after unease and dissent plagued the legal defense team, which consisted of at least four lawyers. Levy, who was hired to work on opposing congressional investigations that seek to reveal the complexities of the family's business schemes, is no longer representing the infamous Biden family business member, The New York Times reported Wednesday. Levy has removed himself from the case, reportedly due to infighting within Hunter's legal team and specifically with Abby Lowell, who was hired in December to defend Hunter and the Biden family from nine congressional probes, including money laundering and wire fraud. In the past, Lowell has represented high-profile individuals engulfed in political scandals, such as Bill Clinton and Jared Kushner. Levy was reportedly discontented with Lowell's legal strategies and feared that his tactics could flop. In February, Lowell was a part of the effort to send Rudy Giuliani, Tony Bobulinski, and 12 others litigation hold letters to preserve laptop from hell records, a move seen by some critics as a public relations tactic to change the troubling narrative for the Biden family. Mike Davis, founder and president of the pro-Trump Article 3 Project, told Breitbart News those letters were a desperate, frivolous, and laughable effort that would hurt the family's legal position because the lawsuit will lead to discovery, a legal process by which Hunter would be deposed on camera. The Times reported on why Hunter initially hired Levy. President Biden's personal lawyer, Bob Bauer, had recommended Mr. Levy for the job. But Mr. Levy had clashed with Kevin Morris, a lawyer and close advisor to Hunter Biden who has lent him money to pay his back taxes and some other bills, according to a person familiar with the strategy. Mr. Morris and Hunter Biden brought on Mr. Lowell late last year, prompting Mr. Levy's departure. Lowell's involvement in Hunter's defense has not only forced the exit of Levy but has also triggered infighting with attorney Chris Clark, another high-profile attorney who leads Hunter's criminal defense. Clark's professional history includes working as a partner at the same Washington, D.C., law firm where Representative Liz Cheney's husband works. The firm's biography of Clark says he represents Hunter in the grand jury investigation regarding tax issues. Chris Clark, the lead criminal defense lawyer representing Mr. Biden in the Justice Department investigation, has kept Mr. Lowell at a distance in dealing with that matter, The Times reported. With Clark keeping a distance, and Lowell and Levy's departure, Hunter's very expensive legal team has begun to crack just months into the House Oversight Committee's investigation into the Biden family business. When Ian Sams, a White House spokesman, was questioned about Lowell's involvement in Hunter's legal defense and the ensuing team chaos, he replied that Republican investigations into the Biden family were politically motivated partisan attacks that deserved to be called out. In 2018 and 2020, Breitbart senior contributor and Government Accountability Institute President Peter Schweitzer published Secret Empires and Profiles in Corruption. Each book hit number one on the New York Times bestseller list and exposed how Hunter Biden and Joe Biden flew aboard Air Force Two in 2013 to China before Hunter's firm inked a $1.5 billion deal with a subsidiary of the Chinese government's Bank of China less than 2 weeks after the trip. Schweitzer's work also uncovered the Biden family's other vast and lucrative foreign deals and cronyism. Breitbart political editor Emma Jo Morris's investigative work at the New York Post on the Hunter Biden laptop from hell also captured international headlines when she, along with Miranda Devine, revealed that Joe Biden was intimately involved in Hunter's businesses, appearing even to have a 10% stake in a company the Scion formed with officials at the highest levels of the Chinese Communist Party. Follow Wendell Hasebo on Twitter at Wendell Hasebo. He is the author of Politics of Slave Morality.